Welcome to the Arts Page. On this edition, we take another look at next week's literary festival and cultural showcase at the University of Technology. Every day I rise on a fire. Next Thursday, April 11, the University of Technology will honor the outstanding contribution women have made to the music industry with the staging of their annual literary festival and cultural showcase. Last time, we took a look at what's in store for the Literary Festival. Here's what you can expect at the Cultural Showcase. The Arts Page caught up with Dr. Janice Lindsay, director of UTEC's Center for the Arts.
This will be where the story of the women who have made this phenomenal contribution to the music industry will be told through the performing arts. And I should point out that this is really a student-driven production. The story is going to be told by our students who are enrolled in the various disciplines, music, dance, drama, instrumental band, steel pan, of course our visual art students as well. And the production is actually written by our drama tutor, Gracia Thompson. So it's going to be a very engaging 2 hours.
The event starts promptly at 6 p.m. in the university's Caribbean Sculpture Park. It will feature industry stalwarts like Judy Mowat and Sandra Brooks, as well as Elaine and Shireen. Here's the show's executive producer, Gracia Thompson.
The cultural showcase this year will be very, very exciting. We are saluting these women. We are recognizing that these women have become the trendsetters. They are really the voices of the world, and we are recognizing that they have an embodiment of strength. And we're looking at them as the voices of women of the past, the present, and the future. We are going to be looking at some of our icons, and we are going to be looking at women from all areas of the music industry, the singers, the producers, the musicians, and even the women who work as female disc jockeys.
As you've heard, the Cultural Showcase is a student-centered production. Barring a few performances from the women being honored, the show is entirely comprised of the work of the university students.
What is very important for us about the production is that our students who are enrolled in elective programs here at the center, they actually are assessed. This is their final production, and they are being assessed while they are on stage. And these are credits that go towards their respective degrees. So for us, it really is so important to not just put on a show that people will absolutely enjoy and it has educational value, but also that our students get a chance to put on stage to Jamaica, really, what they have been learning for an entire semester.
Dr. Janice Lindsay, director of the Center for the Arts at UTEC. Remember, UTEC's annual literary festival and cultural showcase will be held on the university's campus next Thursday, April 11. The full one-day celebration will take place in 4 segments, an art exhibition, literary workshop, literary festival, and cultural showcase, and all are invited.
We are inviting university students, we are inviting the wider public, we are inviting everybody, because all facets of the music will be done. We're doing like chronological look at women coming all the way back right up to present day. And the most wonderful thing about it is free. And with how the economy nowadays, we hardly hear about anything that's free. So come out and get a brilliant show at no cost to you.
UTEC's Gracia Thompson. That's it for this week's edition of The Arts Page. Join us again next time. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.